It's interesting how the context changes the meanings of the words. When we were in Lent, moving towards the Passion, all of these readings talking about the strength of the Lord and his defense of me have the feel, right? The reason this is important is because any one snippet of the Bible can mean multiple things depending on which way you're looking at it. Has the feel of tribulation is coming. The Lord is going to be with you through the trial. And of course that is true. But after the Passion, now in the Easter season, there is more of a triumphant feel to the same words. The Lord is with me. The Lord is my defender. The Lord has risen from the dead. What can happen to me? Of course, these, again, they're the same words. It's the same themes. It's just the context has made them the aspect of God's relationship with us. It brought a different piece of it into relief, into the light. And what that means is, a lot of times, you can use the same words to mean different things in different parts of your life. That you can listen to the words of the Lord, and the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In times when things are good, the Lord is my shepherd. Look, see, I don't want. And in times when things are bad, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I have very little, but I have what I need. And that is what power Christians for all of our existence. You know, we believe things are bad in our day and age, and our freedoms are restricted, and we're persecuted. Nothing compared to other places in time and history and other places in our world right now. We live with remarkable freedom. And yet, what do we do with it? Our brothers and sisters suffering in places like Syria and China, like Christians suffering persecution, Catholics suffering persecution in these places across the world. And what do? A lot of times, it's complain about the little things. But rejoice. The Lord is our salvation.